A snack? At this hour? Nice try, kids, but your mom wants you to sleep before she gets home. Now run along and get to bed. I'll tuck you in after I get the phone. Yep. Off you go now. I'll be right there soon. I am never gonna get to study for the midterms at this rate. I thought college life was gonna be so much easier. Oh, it's Mrs. S. Okay, great. She should be home any minute. Hi, Mrs. S. Yeah, I was actually just getting the kids ready for bed. Violet can pick me up after you get here. What's that? Oh, you're not gonna make it back from the retreat until tomorrow? Did you want me to stay over? Oh, okay, gotcha. Their grandma's on the way to pick them up. No, no, it's no trouble. I'd be happy to. How do I lock up when I leave? Extra copies of the keys. In the laundry room, top shelf. Okay, gotcha. Anything else? Oh, Mr. S doesn't know yet. Need me to call him? Okay, let Mr. S know the situation and that you'll need a pickup tomorrow at 3 p.m. I understand, Mrs. S, don't worry. I'll make extra sure to leave voicemail and text messages so he'll know to pick up the kids and then pick you up after he wakes up. No, yeah, okay, I think I've got it. It's really no problem at all. Don't even worry about a thing. It's all taken care of. Enjoy the retreat. I'll drop off the spare keys when you get home. I'll hold it until next time I babysit. Alright, no problem. Mrs. S, I have everything under control. I hope you have fun. Okay, bye. Kids! Bring me your favorite clothes to go visit Grandma! She'll be here soon, so get me your stuff to pack. I'll get your bags and start packing them. And afterwards, you guys can have a snack after all! So run along now, I'll go make a phone call. Yeah, Mommy is running late again. So off to Grandma you go, sweetheart. But don't worry, she'll be back tomorrow. Now hurry or you won't get a snack. Hey, Violet. Okay, yeah, I am so sorry to spring this in at the last minute, but I don't need a ride after all. Yes, I haven't forgotten that we need to study, but tuition isn't cheap. And this job is keeping me out of work study. No, yeah, get some rest. It looks like Mrs. S wants me to stay over and sit all night. What time tomorrow for a pickup? I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, who knows when she's gonna be getting home. How about I call you around noon? Oh my god, yes, we will study then tomorrow, I promise. Okay, sounds great. Yeah, I'll see you in the morning. Okay, now just need to pack the kids up and... Oh wow, Gran's already pulling up. Better hurry and load the kids up. Okay, that should be good for clothes, and just need to hand each of you dears a snack, and off you go. Give Gran a big hug. Aww, I'll miss you too, dears. See you in a week or two. Okay, let's see. That gives me about an hour to prep. These baggy jeans and oversized sweater simply won't do. Let me shower and, I'm sure Mrs. S won't mind if I borrow some of the lingerie Mr. S buys, but he never seemed to wear. Good grief, these black ones he bought on your anniversary. They still have the tags? Ugh, I have to look through your room now. Toys? Unused. His favorite lingerie? Unused? 000. His favorite expensive perfume. What a surprise! Unopened. With a little prep, I can use all this and put it all back. Although, I doubt she'll notice. Yep, I think I have everything under control. Alrighty, and just in time, I think I hear the taxi. Welcome home, honey. Let me help you with your bags. Yeah, I'm not Mrs. S, duh. And yes, I am wearing the lingerie you begged her to wear. How do I know? Did you forget I babysat that night so you two could have some alone time? And then I had to leave early because she had too much wine, remember? The kids are at grandma's. Your wifey won't be home tonight. Actually, she wanted me to let you know to pick her up tomorrow at 3. After you pick up your perfect children. You know, I hear you making a lot of excuses, but the one thing I don't hear is no. Let's not pretend you don't want this. I've seen you drool over me when you think I'm not looking. I see how hard you get when I show you even a bit of skin. How starved you look when you drive me home, but you never even try to touch me. And I wish you did. I see how you work out and hope she'll notice how toned you keep. I notice. I notice that. It seems like every week you give something up to keep everyone happy. When was the last time someone gave up everything just for you? When was the last time someone released this thick, hard, throbbing cock and worshipped it? And I mean truly worshipped it until you screamed for release. Do you remember what that felt like? Hot. Hungry. Loud, delicious. Get to bend me in any way you like until you get off in a screaming orgasm you'll tremble remembering. Just say yes. Oh, come on, Mr. S. You're practically tearing out of your pants right now. Just admit it. In fact, you can blame the alcohol. You could... I don't know. Anything. You can pretend you didn't even know it was me. Tell yourself whatever you want. But we both know you don't want this. You need this. I promise. Just say yes, and I will never... ever, ever, ever tell your lovely wife about tonight. I mean, even though we both know she touches you so rarely, she wouldn't even notice.
just stay forever in your sweetest, hottest fantasies. Just say.
Oh my god, you said yes, finally.
Tonight you're mine, honey. Tonight I'm gonna be all the things you secretly crave. I wanna be your every fantasy. Want me to suck you off on at your dinner table? Or bend me over in front of your picture window? Ooh. I felt your cock twitch for that one. Okay. Okay. How about tied up with your silk ties to the bed? So every time you try to fuck her, you'll think of me. Oh, your cock totally twitched. Your bet it is. Come on, honey. We have all night. Now, let's work through all your fantasies. Let's see if I can guess. Wait, first, let me use these silk ribbons to tie my hair back and... No? Oh, pigtails? You sweet, hungry daddy. You like my innocent face so close to your... Oh? So you really did want me to worship your cock? Let me kneel and...
I could tell you were big through your pants, but I had no idea. Becoming so much. It looks like you haven't been served in so long. You want to come in my mouth? Oh, not yet? Okay. Then I'll just have another try soon. Thank you.
on me like I described earlier? Okay, Mr. S. Tonight's your fantasy. So, from behind first? Oh. Ooh, are you carrying me now? Where you go? Your wife's bed. That's interesting. What would you like me to do on your wife's bed? Yes, please. Lie me back and stick your cock into me. God. I swear, you're like getting bigger with every dirty word I use. I'm honestly starting to wonder if you'll still fit. Oh God, you wanna go down on me? No, I want to, I do, I wanna be your fantasy. And I'm determined to keep it that way. I really do. I'm just shy about it. About you going down there. Yeah, I can be shy and fuck someone's husband. Well, how about you? How long has it been since you've tasted a younger pussy? Oh. Well then, please do, sweetheart. Tonight I'm all yours. So I'm just really turned on. I've never come from just yeah. come inside me for our first time. I want to come around your cock.
Wait. Let me stroke it a bit first. Oh, God. You're huge compared to my hands. I don't mean to sound lame, but could you just start slow until I adjust to... what? That's just a tip? You're really thick. No, yes. Please keep going. One more. She's wasting this precious cock. You know, if you were mine, I would... I'd fuck you every... I'd fuck you every... every night. Yeah, you're just so deep. Fuck. It's such a tight fit. Push my legs all the way back, please. I want you to get deeper. God. I just feel really close. Stop. Don't stop. How are you still hard? Oh no, honey. That won't do. You know, just because your wife would have been over this by now, doesn't mean I will. My man always gets to come. And tonight you're mine. And where do you want to come? Oh, wait, no. I have an idea. Your cock got so hard when I knelt before you. Wanna come in my mouth?
cover my tits. You want to come all over my face. You know, I felt your cock twitch again. So that's your fantasy. Pigtails and an innocent face. Dirty clothes and dirty talk. Take the innocent face you longed for and I want you to cover my innocent face with your hot sticky cum. Sir. Come all over your babysitter's face, right on the bed you share with your wife. Yeah, Mr. S. Come over my face. Come look at my tits. I've been my fucking hair on my pigtails. Oh, Mr. S, I want to be yours. God, Mr. S. How long has it been since you came? Yeah, no kidding. My face is coated. No. Don't get me a towel. Just kiss me. Now take me to the shower, sir. And steal your fantasy night. So let me clean us both off. I want to take care of you. Every inch of you.